This week, West Virginia scrapped plans for a statue commemorating that state's 7,000 women veterans. The state's Division of Veterans Affairs made the decision after a committee of female veterans reviewed the proposed statue's design and rejected it for being too masculine. Dottie Alderman was on that committee. She served in the Marines as a gunnery sergeant from 1952 until 1972. I asked her what she thought of the model of the statue when she first saw it.
I just couldn't believe it. It had rolled up pants legs, combat boots, football neck, a t-shirt, and a pair of what other services call fatigues. We called them utilities. And I just couldn't believe it. I didn't think it represented all periods of time and all military services, because we're going back like to World War I. Women didn't know what pants were at that time.
Now, the sculptor says he was told to portray a modern woman.
I did not know anything about, you know, what happened prior to our committee. So it doesn't look like any military woman I've ever seen.
Can I ask, when you served in the 50s and 60s,
yes, ma'am.
What did you wear? What was your uniform?
We wore skirts and blouses, shirts.
Have you spoken with young female veterans, or maybe those
yes,
currently
I have.
Serving?
I have. We have. The ones that I have talked to says that they would want something to represent them that looked more like a lady. If you put this statue, present statue, on the Capitol grounds from a distance, it would just look like another male statue. You know, you'd have to get up close to determine if it's a woman statue or not.
Do you know if there's going to be another proposal put forward for maybe a different statue?
Oh, I'm sure there will be something to represent women veterans in West Virginia. But see, this is not to be a war memorial. It's just to be something to honor West Virginia women veterans.
Dottie Alderman, former gunnery sergeant in the U.S. Marine Corps, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Joining me now is the statue's sculptor, P. Joseph Mullins. Welcome.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Now, another agency, the State Division of Culture and History, commissioned the statue from you several years back. What did they originally ask for?
Well, originally they had asked me to bring ideas forward to, you know, portray the new modern woman, you know, strong and independent.
So what does the statue you designed look like?
I ended up with a rather strong woman dressed in fatigue apparel.
How is she positioned?
She is holding a pennant or a small flag as opposed to a rifle, and she has some military equipment on, a gas mask, canteen, first aid pack, the sort of things one might have on if you were close to the front but not actually participating in the combat.
And what, very large muscles?
Well, I wouldn't call them large muscles. I think there is a misperception. This piece was designed in monumental proportions. She's 8 feet tall, and when the inexperienced person sees an 8-foot tall woman, I think they're taken aback by her size. But I think when seen from a reasonable distance, she will not appear to be nearly as large as everyone supposes her to be.
Now, before female veterans were asked what they thought of this, what was the reaction from state officials?
Well, the committee that originally commissioned me have been, I think, delighted with every step. Their idea was this piece was to be, you know, primarily an artistic success, you know, alluding to the military, and they were concerned very much for, you know, its sort of fundamental artistic characteristics and not so much its military accuracy.
But when they describe her as masculine, you take that to mean they think she's just too big?
Well, I don't know what they think. Quite frankly, when one does monumental sculpture, there's a certain amount of compensation that has to be done. Like the neck of David is, if seen up close, it looks quite ridiculous, and he is designed to be put on a pedestal and seen from a distance. I've made those accommodations, and I'm not sure that this group of people understand the complexities of that.
P. Joseph Mullins is a sculptor in West Virginia. Lawmakers there this week scrapped his design for a statue honoring female veterans. Mr. Mullins, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.